Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour, we continue to feature some great songs from the 1960s through the 1990s, one song in each decade. Well, coming up, we'll hear from the Four Tops, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, Boys to Men, The Miracles, and The Jackson 5. Well, first up, a great song from the Four Tops, Something About You. Well, Something About You was the Four Tops' sixth Motown single and their third up-tempo A-side in a row. The fast numbers were going to keep coming for a couple more years. Well, right from the very start of this song, you hear Tom Tom setting the pulsing beat right away, and the vibes and the bass keep a syncopated rhythm going throughout the great song. The song was written by that great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Doggia, and Eddie Holland Jr., and was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Doggia. It was released on October 21st, 1965, and included on their second album, released the following month in November of 1965. Well, here are the Four Tops, Something About You, right here on Motown. Thank you.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
great song from the Temptations, one of their signature tunes, and the longest 45 they ever had, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, that reached number one from 1972, and we started with a 65 song from the Four Tops, Something About You, reaching number 19 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring one Motown hit from each decade from the 1960s through the 1990s. Well, this half hour, we just heard from 1965 and 1972. Well, coming up, the 1980s decades, this time from 1987, and a great song from Smokey Robinson, Just a Seer. Just a Seer was released as the first single from his multi-selling Motown album called One Heartbeat. It peaked at number 8 in the U.S. Billboard charts in June 1987, and it also reached number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts, and hit number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart for that same year. In the U.K., the song peaked at number 52 on the singles chart. Well, in addition, Smokey won a Grammy Award for the song at the 1988 ceremony in the category of Best Male R&B Vocal Performance. Here is Smokey Robinson, Just a Seer, right here on Motown Memories.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smile.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Shut up, shoo-be-doo. Shut up, shoo-be-doo.
held you tight.
Show me
what I love.
Love
yourself.
Promise
I'll never let you go. In the
still of the night. In the still of the night.
Shoo up, just love so before.
Shoo-be-doo,
the light.
Shoo-be-doo,
hold me again.
Shoo-be-doo,
with all of your might.
Shoo-be-doo, in the still of the night. Shoo up, shoo up, shoo up. Shoo-up, 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 shoo-up.
So before the light, hold me again.
Great remake of a 1950s song. That was Boys to Men, reaching number 3 in the US Billboard charts from 1992 in The Still of the Night. And we started with Smokey Robinson, Just to See Her, number 8 in the US Billboard charts from 1987. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring one song from each decade from the 1960s through the 1990s. Well, we're going to start over again. We won't finish four songs this bottom of the hour, but we'll start with 1965 and a great song from The Miracles, The Tracks of My Tears. Well, The Tracks of My Tears was written by Smokey Robinson, Pete Moore, and Marv Tarplin. Barry Gordy recalled that The Tracks of My Tears brought out something about Marv Tarplin and Smokey working together that always touched a dramatic chord with me. It became my favorite song of theirs. I began calling it a masterpiece. Well, Smokey recalls in his autobiography that it was the first time that Tarplin brought him a great song and that it took a long time for the words to come. Quote, I had it for about 2 weeks, and the first thing that I was thinking about on it was the music, which is the chorus. Well, finally, I came up with this thing one day later. Quote, take a good look at my face. If you look closer, it's easy to trace. And then I didn't know what trace was. It took me about 2 more days to think about somebody crying enough that their tears had left tracks in their face. If you look closely enough to them, you can see these little ridges, these little tracks that have been left by this tears. And here are The Miracles, The Tracks of My Tears, right here on Motown Memories.
I need you, need you, another girl, seeming like I'm having fun.
Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute,
because you're the permanent one.
So take a good look at my face.
Oh, you see my smile.
MotarMemories@yahoo.com.
Now
Jackson 5 with the Love You Save, number one from 1970. And we started with The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, The Tracks of My Tears, reaching number 16 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. Well, for this hour, we featured some great Motown songs from the 1960s through the 1990s, one song for each decade. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.